Continuing with Dua al-Kamal, we now look at the verse where the Dua says, وَقَدْ أَتَيْتُكَ يَا إِلَهِي بَعْدَ تَقْصِيرِي وَإِصْرَافِي عَلَى نَفْسِي. Now I have turned to you, my God, after my shortcomings, after my transgressions against my own soul. In other words, after the confession, after the acknowledgement of sins in the last verse, there is a total submission, a total turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُعْتَذِرًا نَادِمًا مُنْقَصِرًا مُسْتَقِيمًا مُسْتَغْفِرًا مُنِيبًا مُقَرًّا مُضْعِنًا مُعْتَرِفًا. And here we find all the different adjectives that describe the soul that is totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, I turn to you, Ya Allah, مُعْتَذِرًا, apologetically, nadiman, repentantly, regretful, munkasiran, broken, mustaqilan, apologizing, mustaghfiran, asking for forgiveness, muniban, repenting, muqarran, acknowledging, mudainan, mu'tarifan, submissive and confessing. A total turning to Allah. La ajidu mafarran mimma kana minni. I find no place to flee, nowhere to go from what has happened through me. In other words, I take responsibility for absolutely every action. Wala mafsan atawajjahu ilayhi fi amri ghayra qabuli qa'uzri. There is no place of escape to which I may turn to in my affairs other than your acceptance of my excuse. وَإِذْ خَالِكَ إِيَّايَ فِي سَعَةِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ. And you're allowing me to enter into the realms of your mercy. And here we are taught the aspects of the human soul that attract the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. In other words, what is total submission? What is total acknowledgement of one's wrongdoings? So the first one we see is مُعْتَذِرًا. In other words, one who is apologetic. Then we find نَادِمًا. That means once we have apologized, then within the heart there is a regret, regretfulness. مُنْكَسِرًا, broken, means we have totally taken apart the cause, the root of what we have done wrong and recognized that it comes down to oneself. مُسْتَقِيلًا means now to plead for forgiveness, which is مُسْتَغْفِرًا. And then مُنِيبًا, to be totally repentant. And these finally lead to مُضْعِنًا and مُعْتَرِفًا, which is yielding or submitting by confession. And then to admit that there is nowhere else to go but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no place of escape. And when we say, other than your acceptance of my excuse, غَيْرَ قَبُولِكَ عُذْرِي, then to know, do we have an excuse for the wrongdoing we have committed? If so, present it, state it, and if it is a flimsy excuse, then know that we've got to go back and relearn self-knowledge, or relearn the awareness of ourselves, and then ask for Him to enter us in the realm of His mercy. It is said that there was one who was feeling really bad about himself, and he went to a scholar and said, I'm going to take myself into the presence of Allah. What gift should I take there? And the scholar told him, take something which cannot be found there, because All perfect attributes are found there, like knowledge and patience and power and mercy and will and compassion and seeing and hearing and righteousness and justice. What is not there is weeping and beseeching and requesting and acknowledging one's shortcomings. The dua continues with a simple statement. Allahumma faqbal uzri. Allah, accept my excuse. Ya Allah, O Allah, accept my excuse. This is the key to the recovery of the soul. See, each of us has developed a strong belief in a false self that is built up from the ego. Now, the ego has a very constricted value system. It's limited, it clings, it always wants acquisitions, it's closed off, and it's afraid. The soul is completely different. The credo of the true self is joy with detachment. It comes from no longer having to cling to a small defended territory. The detachment comes from having a wide awareness that everything is with you if you connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma faqbal uzri. So when you say Allahumma faqbal uzri, the excuses are that this soul wanted safety. It needs safety. It wants to belong. It wants to be acknowledged by others. It wants to matter. It wants love. It wants to express itself freely. And that is why it does wrong. Give those excuses and then free the soul, because you know that to reach one's full potential, the soul needs to recover, needs to be detached from this ego. So recovering the soul is the journey from us one circle of awareness to the next. And the first one is to understand that these excuses that we give to him are those excuses that the nafs required when it wanted to commit wrongdoing. The dua goes on to say, وَرَحَمْ شِدَّةَ ذُرِّي. Have rahmah, have mercy on the severity of my afflictions. The longer we leave things to fester, the longer we do not address them, the greater the fetters, the greater the severe the afflictions. And finally, وَفُقَّنِي مِنْ شَدِّ وَثَاقِي. And release me from the tightness of these fetters, the tightness of these chains. You know, freedom from these chains means being in the world but not of it. And it's only with detachment, and attachment only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can we release ourselves from the severity of afflictions and from the tightness of the fetters that we put onto ourselves. The ego has a small circle. The soul has a wide circle. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is migrating from the small circle, from the tightness of those fetters, moving into the vastness and the realm of His mercy. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Kumail.